For the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Christopher Husted. The coronavirus pandemic has caused many people to alter their plans for routine health care, including their oral health care. Early in the pandemic, many dental offices were closed to avoid and prevent the spread of the disease, causing many to miss regular cleanings and other treatment. But KBIA's Rebecca Smith takes a look at one possible silver lining for oral health care amid the ongoing pandemic.
Gary Harbison is the executive director of the Missouri Coalition for Oral Health, and he is worried.
People are getting out of their routines. They're trimming stuff out of their life because they just don't have the money to do it. And dental, we know from the past, dental is often one of those things.
He says he's worried about the long-term impact of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic on the oral health and overall well-being of Missourians. But
there are some positive things. Dental practitioners are more open to teledentistry. We think that's a good thing.
That's right, teledentistry. Now, you may be wondering how that would work, or really, what does that even mean?
It allows you to extend your practice and stay in touch with people, follow up on people you just saw and you needed to see how they're doing and they were supposed to come into the office.
That's Dr. Nathan Suter. He's a dentist in the St. Louis area and the founder of Access Teledentistry, a consulting firm. He's been using teledentistry for several years now, has advocated for the practice at the statewide level, and says he's hosted lots of educational webinars since the beginning of the pandemic, which have been watched by more than 5,000 dentists.
It's very satisfying to know that something that we were doing and we knew was working for many public health applications to bring teledentistry or bring dentistry and increase access to care. It's good to see that it's getting used more broadly.
Suter says there's several forms of teledentistry, some where hygienists go do cleanings in patients' communities, take x-rays, and then have the dentist view those at a later time to see if any additional treatment is needed. But some forms are more basic. He says it boils down to a relationship between patient and dentist, so people can reach out before they have a dental emergency. They can send photos of dental issues or get things checked out remotely via text or Skype or Zoom without having to drive to the dentist office and without having to go to the emergency room for pain relief.
Also allows you to triage emergencies safely without them having to come in and the staff, you have to use precious PPE up.
On the legislative side, Suter says things have also gotten a little easier, at least temporarily. HIPAA regulations have been relaxed, so basic and more readily available technologies like Zoom or FaceTime are allowable for a medical practice. But teledentistry may not be the answer for everyone. Dr. Mac Taylor is the chief dental officer for the SEMO Health Network in the Missouri Boot Heel. He says they spoke with Dr. Suter about implementing teledentistry into their practice as they reopen their offices post-shutdown, but
a lot of our patients may not even have a smartphone. And if they do, then they have very limited minutes or data usage available to them. And so being able to video call is not something that's possible.
Dr. Suter admits teledentistry isn't the answer for everyone, but he hopes that in the future, more dental practices will at least consider adopting the technology.
That's the thing that I hope is that teledentistry just allows us to maybe expand the way we think about the dental home and how we can, you know, extend past our physical walls and have virtual access.
For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Smith.